So my husband died in July 2015, and a couple of months after he died, I went into the Apple store and said, "Look, this is what happens. I've got the death certificate. I have a letter from my lawyer saying I'm the executor and the beneficiary of the estate, and please can you open the phone? I don't have access to his iTunes account." And the chap said, "No." And I was like, "Oh, why? Is there a problem?" He said, "No, we can't do that. You have to speak to our customer services in Ireland." So I spoke to them, and they basically said that I needed a grant of probate. So I then applied for grant of probate, took it back to Apple, who said, "Oh, no, sorry, you've been given the wrong information. That is if you want to close an account." And I was like, "No, no, I want access to the account." So they said, "No, you'll need a court order to do that." And I said, like, "OK, that's fine." So I spoke to a couple of people who are sort of fairly senior lawyers. One was a judge and one was a QC, actually, but in the family division, so not media at all. And they said, "No, I'm really sorry, we haven't seen this before. We don't really know how you'd go about getting it. Not our area of expertise. Can't help you."
Cue Matt.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, quite. I mean, Rachel had already been very determined in trying to negotiate with Apple. We took a case on, and we were rather perplexed by Apple's response, because the law is that when you die, your possessions go to either the person that you leave your possessions to in your will, or if you die intestate, as Matthew did, they pass on to your next of kin, which was Rachel. So the position should be that all of Matthew's possessions became Rachel's.
So what happened?
So, well, basically, I didn't have any access to them. I literally couldn't have anything, and my daughter was... It was just after her sixth birthday, and I couldn't really show her anything. So she was just like, "Where's Daddy?" And I was like, "Well, Daddy's died, unfortunately. He's not coming back." She's like, "Well, tell me stories about Daddy. Tell me memories." And I was like, "So you have your kind of stock list of stories and things, but it's very hard when you're a grieving widow and then suddenly you've been thrust into being a single parent as well to then remember all of the stories."
Sure. So how did you help that?
So Apple's terms and conditions, as they're set out, we think they're subject to challenge, but they set out that there's no survivorship, so they reserve the right to effectively close down the account or do what they like with the account once you die. Now, our point of view is that we would say that that's an unfair contract term, and if it was challenged in the High Court, then we think we would win that, and they would have a problem with their terms and conditions. Now, Apple's approach was, we won't fight you in the county court, which is a lower court. And, of course, that makes sense because they don't want their terms and conditions to be challenged in the High Court. So we ended up going to the county court and in front of a judge who was incredibly sympathetic to Rachel's position, couldn't believe that this hadn't been spoken about more openly in public, and actually said, in giving his judgment, yes, there's a grant of probate, yes, Rachel is the legal beneficiary and therefore should be entitled to all of those possessions. He said, but people need to talk about this.
So you now have access to the pictures?
I do. I got them 10 days ago. Mm-hmm. And I sat down on Sunday.
Are you presently going through them?
Yeah.
Quite emotional?
Really emotional. And, you know, for my daughter, we sat down on Sunday, we had a look at a few, and after about 5 or 6 minutes, she's like, "Mummy, would it be OK if I went to play with the dog and I'll look at these another time?"
Yeah, of course.
I know, she's still really... She's 10.
Yeah.
And it's a lot to process.
Sure.
There are 4,500 images,
yeah.
900 videos. Mm-hmm. And it's the videos that actually are the most emotional.
Absolutely. It's almost out of time, Matt, but what do other people do to protect themselves or to make sure that their loved ones can access their
images? We should be putting practical steps in place. This is nothing legalistic at all. We should be thinking, what do we want our loved ones to have possession of? Our social media accounts, our digital accounts. Leaving behind clear instructions.
So if you put it in your will, it's OK?
Yes, it is OK, but that's not actually even necessary. If you leave clear instructions, then if Matthew... Obviously, Matthew wasn't able to think about that because it was a tragic circumstance, but he, if he would have had a time to think about it, he would have left those instructions to Rachel, and she and Matilda could enjoy those photos and videos.